Welcome to the Arlington Street Church Podcast. Boston Sanctuary since 1729, Arlington Street continues today as a gathering place for progressive people of faith in the Boston metropolitan area and beyond. Please visit ascboston.org for more information about this historic Unitarian Universalist congregation. We're located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets in downtown Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church. Gathered in love and service for justice and peace.
It was 3 a.m. in Salinas, California, when the INS, the Immigration Naturalization Services, buses pulled up to the farm camp. Every farm worker had to get on the bus without changing or bringing any belongings with them. The farm workers were herded like cattle onto buses. The destination was the Mexican border. There they would be processed and deported back to Mexico if they had no legalization papers. My grandmother and her 2 daughters worked in the camp kitchens. They too had to get on the bus. Even though my grandmother had a work permit, she, my aunt, and mother were required to get on the bus simply because they spoke Spanish and worked in the camps. She tried to speak to the INS officers, but to no avail. There were no interpreters, and she did not speak English. The INS officers threatened to separate my grandmother from her daughters if she did not get on the bus. After a long bus ride, they spent 24 hours waiting to be processed for deportation. During that time, a clerk who was working in the Mexican Border Services notice my grandmother's last name, Vizcarra. His last name was also Vizcarra. After speaking with my grandmother, they soon realized that they were distant relatives. He gladly took my grandmother's legalization papers and work permit and processed them so that she could return to Salinas. From there on, she worked and lived in camp kitchens for the rest of her life. My mother and father wanted desperately to break the cycle of poverty. Each of them grew up as farm workers and did not want a life of poverty for their 3 children. For a time, we lived in a garage that belonged to a friend of the family. While my father worked 3 jobs and my mother also worked, we children went to very poor schools. One school was created out of old army barracks. It had little resources. Students would have to share used textbooks with worn bindings. After a few years, my father landed a silver lining. He found a job with the union. In a couple of years, we were able to buy a new home. Both parents still worked, but employment opportunities were gradually getting better. My siblings and I worked very hard in order to have a better life and with more opportunities. I would say that my brother was the first to go to college and the rest of us followed, but it was my father who, while working full-time, got his degree before the rest of us. In high school, I was class valedictorian. I fell in love with literature and pursued it through college. I attended Oxford University and then attended the University of California, Berkeley. After moving to Massachusetts, I became a resident assistant for an HIV/AIDS agency. Later, I became a case manager for people living with AIDS. After a year, I was promoted to program manager for adolescents and transgenders living with HIV. Soon, I was director of HIV/AIDS street outreach and counseling and testing. In 2 years, I became a consultant in Washington, D.C. for several agencies for Health and Human Services under the Clinton administration. Now I'm working as an independent health consultant specializing in substance abuse and HIV/AIDS. Sacrifices for my success started several generations ago, but for each step of the way, there was a purpose in which the coming generation would have a better way of life. The Mexican clerk made a big difference in my life. because my grandmother could return to this country. My parents were able to leave the farm working community and bring their children to garner a better way of life. These dreams come true with the support by individuals, community, and government.